I'm with Joe Pesek, who's with the Sanborn Veterans Park, and you've got some good news to report. Some of us have been anxiously awaiting for this news. Tell us what you completed this week.
Well, it's just been a few hours ago. Our engraver finished all the names that everybody's been waiting for from back in July of 21. So if anyone wishes to come out and view them, feel free to do so. And we're just really excited to have this done. And I'd like to thank everybody for their patience waiting for us to complete this. Got to understand, this is our first go around, and our engraver, it's the first time that he worked with that delicate type of names. The letters are smaller and so accurate, you know, and it's he was a little cautious at first, but now it's done and he did an excellent job. We just couldn't be happier. And so we just want to get the word out to everybody and would hope that you guys, Steve, could do that for us.
Well, it's nice to get this second round of names on. Now, if people are interested, maybe for next summer or whatever, and they want to get their loved one's name on there, how can they go about that, Joe?
Well, they can contact any members of our committee. You can mail it into our post office box in Sanborn. I could give you that address if you wish. That is Sanborn Veterans Park, P.O. Box 84, Sanborn, North Dakota, 58480. Or they could contact me, and I'll get it in place with my number, 701-490-0226. And we already have two names for the next go-around, so once we stop this one, the phone started ringing a little bit again. So, and we have room for many. So, if you need information, the cost is still $100 for a name, and we'll probably be doing it again next year. In we're going to try and do it once a year, probably in July, August, in that period of time. So now our engraver's on board; he's comfortable with doing it. It'll go much smoother.
Oh, that's great to hear. Joe Pesek with the Sanborn Veterans Park, our guest here on KOVC.